Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today we'll be reading Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 9. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 9. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. Amen. All right, so today in our passage in Genesis 12, we see the Abrahamic covenant that God makes. And God promises to Abraham that if he were to go from his hometown, Haran, to a land that he will show him, he will make him a great nation, and God will bless him, and God will make his name great, and he will give his offspring this land in Canaan. Now, today I want to kind of put ourselves in the shoes of Abram. At the time of God promising, making this covenant with Abram, Abram was 75 years old. And if I were 75 years old and God had told me to leave, hypothetically, Boston and go to a random land that he has not specified at that moment, to be honest, I don't think I would respond in the likeness of Abram. I think I'd be more skeptical. I'd have a lot more questions. But Abram didn't question. He trusted God. He trusted Yahweh. And he continued to just put his faith in God and what he said. And it's through his faith that we see this act of obedience. And he takes his family, he takes all of his possessions that he had gathered, and he goes from Haran, his hometown, to the land of Canaan. And it's through this faith and obedience that God is going to bring about blessing. Now, we see that this covenant and this promise is not only fulfilled through the people of Israel, but is also fulfilled in believers today. If you remember back in our Galatians series, as we've been going through that sermon series on Galatians, we read a passage in verses 7 to 9 where it says, "Know then that it is those of faith who are of the sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." Abraham was a man of faith. He was a man of faith. And we see that even in Hebrews 11, which is the famous, well-known chapter on the heroes of faith, Abraham is one of the many listed in that chapter. And he is a man of faith. And Galatians 3:7-9 tells us that those who are of faith are also sons and daughters of Abraham. And as you continue to read in Galatians, we see that we're not only sons and daughters of Abraham, we're also sons and daughters now of God. It is through faith that we are now sons and daughters of Abraham. And it's through that faith that we receive his blessing. Now, the faith that we have is only possible because of the faith of Jesus Christ. Just like Abraham was called to go from his hometown Haran to a land that God will show him, Jesus was called by the Father to go from heaven to earth. And Jesus went in faith. Jesus went because he trusted the will of his Father more than his own. And that's what it says in John chapter 6, verses 38. It says, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus is our prime example of what it means to follow the Father, to follow the will of the Father, and to have faith, to trust God. And so today, perhaps God is calling us to go from one place to another. Maybe not physically moving out of Boston, but maybe that's you. Maybe you're in a season of transition where you're about to graduate soon, and God has provided a job and is leading you to a new town or a new city or a new country, perhaps. Perhaps you're going back home, or perhaps you got into grad school and you're planning to transition out soon. Whatever the transition may be, let's trust that the will of the Father is better than our own. Maybe it's a little bit more on a smaller scale, where God is calling us to pray for a colleague or to pray for someone who has yet to know Christ. Maybe it's, you know, telling someone that God loves them today. I don't know. However the Holy Spirit is leading you to go from one place to another, in order to do that, that requires faith. And our faith ultimately is in Christ. And so let's continue to trust him. Let's continue to trust our Lord. And as the Holy Spirit guides us, let's trust that his will is better than our own. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that Lord, you are faithful to fulfill your promises. You are faithful, Lord, to continue to bring about the redemption of the lost. And we thank you, Lord, that through the Abrahamic covenant, you have blessed many nations. And Lord, it is through Abraham that we are now sons and daughters of Abraham. It is through faith, Lord, that we are now sons and daughters of Abraham. Thank you, Lord, for this faith. And thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for the life and the death and the resurrection of Christ. And through that, Lord, we see a life of faith and obedience. So, Lord, I pray that you would show us, God, what it looks like to live a life of faith today, to trust you in all circumstances. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in our daily devotional. I hope you're blessed, and I hope we can continue to be a blessing as we live out our faith in Jesus. Have a great day.